Chapter 19. Amy. My leg was better today, but damn it if that bruise on my elbow didn't smart every time I moved it. Dustin checked on me constantly, asking how I was every time we passed anywhere on the farm, and I insisted I was okay, but Jesus, it was sore. Once I was done feeding for the afternoon and had a little downtime, I decided to disappear into the house and put some ice on my arm while I had time to be out of sight. Good thing Dustin had given me a couple of packs to put in my freezer this morning, in spite of my insistence that I was fine. At least that meant I didn't have to knock on his door and sheepishly ask if I could borrow them after all. While I reclined on the sofa with an ice pack and a book, my phone vibrated. When I picked it up, my sister's name on the caller ID simultaneously made me smile and unsettled my stomach. "Hey," I said.
"Hey, you," she said. "Just checking up on you to make sure you haven't gone off and joined the circus or something."
I laughed. "No, I haven't joined the circus. Actually, I hadn't thought about that.
Maybe I do it and I will hunt you down and drag you back here by your ear."
Okay, I won't.
"Promise? Pinky swear."
"Good." "So," I said, "things still going okay at the barn?"
"Pretty good, yeah," she said. "But when are you coming back?"
I sighed and adjusted the ice pack on my arm. "I'm not sure."
"You sound a lot better, like you're not falling apart as much anymore."
"I am a lot better now," I said. "A lot better."
"I'm guessing things are going better there, wherever you are, than they were when you got there?"
I smiled.
"Yeah, you could say that." "Oh?"
Mariah paused.
"Amy Lynn, what are you doing out there?"
"Well?" I smothered a giggle. "Well, okay, there's something I kind of have to confess."
"Oh?"
I gnawed my lower lip for a moment.
"I
kind of met someone." Mariah was quiet for a moment.
"You did?"
"Yeah, and he's amazing." I closed my eyes. "Well, I mean, he is, but we sort of started, then backed off, and God, I don't know what the hell we're doing."
"Oh, the on-again, off-again game."
"Well, kind of." I exhaled hard. "The thing is, I was afraid I was just grabbing onto the nearest warm body, and I didn't want to use him like that, you know?"
"Not that I want to imagine my sister with any warm body, but okay."
I snorted, heat rushing into my cheeks. "Sorry," she snickered.
"Don't worry about it. Honestly, I'm just glad to hear someone's registered on your radar. Maybe there's hope for you yet."
"Yeah, maybe."
"Which answers my question about why you still haven't come home yet."
Her tone was playful and teasing, but made me flinch nonetheless. "Not entirely," I exhaled. "He's not the only reason, I mean. I'm just still getting myself back together."
"I'm just messing with you, baby," she said. "I've got things under control here."
She paused.
"To be honest, I think this has been good for me."
"Really?"
"Yeah."
She sounded almost shy now.
"Kurt's still not happy about it, but he's been backing off about me doing the training. I think he and everyone else are finally starting to see I really do know what I'm doing."
"Well, good," I said. "It's about time everyone realized you're a damn good trainer."
"They're learning. Now tell me about this guy. I mean, does this someone have a name?"
"Dustin," I said, and just saying his name made me smile. That smile faded, though, and I rubbed my forehead with my thumb and forefinger. "I don't know what's going on, though. Like I said, we've kind of backed off. I've backed off."
"But why?"
"Well, I'm still dealing with the fallout from Sam, and I'm not planning on staying here forever, so I keep trying to back off from Dustin so I don't lead him on or something, but..."
"But he's tempting?"
she asked with a grin in her voice. "God, yes." I lay back across the sofa and smiled up at the ceiling. "He's very, very tempting."
You have to send me a picture. No argument, doll. I want to see what kind of guy it took to get you sounding like a giddy teenager for once.
I don't sound like a giddy teenager.
You do too. Send me a picture.
Maybe. I giggled. I don't know, though. Tim might get a little worried if I start sending you pictures of a guy who wears a black cowboy hat on a regular, Mariah gasped.
A black cowboy hat? Amy Lynn Dover, you send me a picture of him at once!
I laughed. Okay, I will. I gnawed my lower lip.
Isn't it too soon, though? Like it's disrespect. Oh, nonsense.
I could almost see her waving the thought away like it was the most ridiculous thing she'd ever heard.
Whoever this guy is, you can tell him I said it's about damn time he came waltzing into your life.
I laughed again, but without a lot of feeling. I still don't know what I'm doing with him, though. I told him I needed to rein it back in for now, but...
But he's walking, talking temptation, isn't he?
Oh, yeah.
So what do you have to lose?
You mean besides getting involved with someone when I'm planning on leaving eventually?
Oh, yeah, I can see your point.
She paused.
But maybe he'd be okay with things just being short-term. Kind of something fun since you both know it's not going to last.
I ran my hand through my hair. Then I wouldn't be leading him on.
Exactly.
I'm still not sure, but I'll think on it.
It's worth considering, she said.
And anyway, I'm glad to hear... A male voice in the background cut her off. I was just about to tell her to say hello to her husband, but then I heard her tell him,
just leave her alone. She's got a lot to deal with right now, and she doesn't need your shit.
Let me talk to her.
My brother's voice made me cringe. Come on. Mariah sighed. To me, she said,
hey, Kurt's here. Do you?
Sure. Put him on. A second later, Kurt snarled.
Where the fuck are you, Amy?
Hello to you, too, I said through my teeth.
Cut the crap. Where are you?
I'm getting my head together, if that's
what the hell,
he asked. You have a business to run, Amy. This is, and it sounds like Mariah has it under control.
It's still your responsibility,
he snapped. Then his tone softened, but not by much.
Look, I understand you're grieving. None of us have had an easy time with what happened to Sam, but really? Taking off and just leaving the whole world behind? Do you have any idea what this is doing to Mom and Dad?
I winced. He wasn't finished, though.
You've had enough time.
And how is that your decision, Kurt? I asked through my teeth.
I'm sorry for leaving everyone in a lurch, but you're being selfish.
You know what? After what I've put up with for the last 11 years, I think I can be forgiven for being selfish for a little while. I need this, Kurt.
What you put up with? He snorted. Please, Amy. Without Sam, where the hell would you be?
I hung up before I said something that would irreparably damage my already shaky relationship with my brother. I loved him, I really did, but there were times when the man could be nothing short of insufferable. Everything was business and image to him, and quite frankly, I'd had about enough of that for one lifetime. He was right about one thing, though. This had to be killing my parents. In fact, now that I realized just how long it had been since I'd spoken to anyone but Mariah, I felt even guiltier. If I knew them, they must have been beside themselves worrying. I replaced the ice pack on my elbow with a fresh one and then picked up my phone and scrolled to my parents' phone number. For the longest time, I just stared at it. I had no doubt Mom was going crazy right now, and I owed it to her to let her hear my voice and hear it from me, not just my sister, that I was all right. Holding my breath, I hit send. It rang once, and then,
Amy, oh goodness, I've been so worried. Where are you, baby?
Hey, Mom, I said. I'm just taking some time away.
Some time? Honey, it's been weeks.
I know. And I'm sorry, I really am. I know this has been hard on everyone. I'm not concerned about that, she said.
I've just been worried sick about you. Your husband dies suddenly, and the next thing I know, you're gone before he's even buried. I winced. Yeah, that sounded pretty fucked up in hindsight, even if it had made perfect, almost perfect sense in the moment. And before I realized I was saying it, I blurted out, Mom, what did you think of my marriage to Sam? What do you mean? I mean, did we seem happy to you? Sure you did, she said. You always looked like you were getting along okay. Marriages always have their ups and downs, but I never thought there was anything wrong. She paused. Were you happy with him? I held the phone and ice pack tighter just to keep my hands from shaking. I was miserable, Mom. You were? Surprise laced the edges of her voice. Oh, honey, I had no idea. What was going on? I was just really, really unhappy, I said. And not just with Sam, I was my whole life. I was so depressed and so miserable, and when he died, I felt so guilty and... Guilty, she whispered. Amy, sweetheart, it wasn't your fault. No, I know. But I blamed myself, and everything at home reminded me of him and of what my life had become. I don't understand, she said. What your life had become? You were living out your dream. On paper, yeah, I exhaled. Just trust me on this. It wasn't as great as it looked, and I guess I just needed to leave for a little while to get my head together. After my marriage, Sam's death, everything. She was quiet for a moment. Is it helping? A little. My gaze drifted to the ice pack on my arm. I've got some things going on here that are keeping me busy. That's helped. Things keeping you busy? She asked. Here? Where is here? It's hard to explain, I said. And I'm sorry I left. I promise I won't be gone forever, but I just need some more time, okay? Just promise you'll call now and then, she said. I worry about you when I don't hear from you, especially with everything you're dealing with. I will, I promise. I love you, honey. I love you too, Mom. After I'd hung up, I kept the ice against my elbow and stared at my dark, silent phone. I'd called home. I'd checked in with my parents and eased some, certainly not all, of their worries. They knew I was alive, they knew I'd be back, even if none of us knew when. And I didn't feel even a little bit better. The longer I stayed here, the guiltier I felt about those I had left behind and the hell I was putting them through. But every time I thought about leaving, about going back to the place I knew damn well I belonged, it hurt a little more. Which meant, if I had any sense at all, I needed to pack up my things and leave. Soon. Tomorrow. But I didn't. I couldn't. Not yet.